Beautiful lips, and that is all there is to it. Just beautiful, just appealing and colorful, promising exterior, disappointing interior. Your deeds often inferior to your superior words. Beautiful lips,
that's all I can see. You love me with your words, but not with your deeds. Today, baby, what's it gonna be? Another empty story of how you can shake up the world for me? Hello, silver-tongued, eloquent, smooth-spoken individual with the
beautiful lips, with beautiful words. But if only your words have hands to hold, if only your words are as bold as they're told.
These words are falling to the ground. You might need a basin to catch them, refurbish them, and reuse them so they don't go wasting. So you can tell the same stories again and again. Beautiful lips, this doesn't go deep, it sits on the tip. Flowery words to persuade me, sway me left and right like dancing hips.
But it's all say and no do. And it's true that your words are as solid as air, as productive as your inaction. Passive as imaginations that never comes to fruition, see. Rome was not built with theory. Neither was it built with mastery in oratory. So spare me the fantasy, spare me the flattery. You said you loved me, you said you cherished me. But until you show up and show me, your words do not move me.
Don't let it finish, I don't die, yeah, don't depend me. Don't let it finish, I don't die, yeah, don't depend me.
Beautiful lips, strong emotions birth the grandest promises. See these lips, tactfully verbalizing these words with same gravity, ending every sentence with the phrase I mean it. But what gives this kind of words their meaning? Is it only the emotions behind them, or is it the deeds that are revealing? You have seen me, you won't use jedi jedi kill me. Like sweet-mouthed politicians painting a future they are not invested in building.
I roll my shaggy-stricken eyes to your excessive verbalism. Spare me the dramatic mannerism. Spare me the blah, blah, blah. Spare me the absurdism.
I won't lie for a second. I thought I had you. But I like to step back and have a grand view. See, action uncovers if talk has value.
Not words as lifeless as a goddamn statue.
Don't let it finish.